Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Honest Sin.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet, even when you saw that, you did not change your mind and believe him." Oh my. Here Jesus stands, asking, "What is your opinion?" My opinion? You, incarnate Dabar of God, asking my opinion? No, you're right. To be certain, Jesus is addressing the chief priests and elders. But let's be honest. Don't each of us have a chief priest inside ourselves, tracking the stuff of religion? And don't each of us have the elder who sits up and knows better? After all, I've earned the right to know better. I deserve this right. So Jesus, are you really asking for my opinion? Yes. Yes, because, dear one, this Advent longing, it goes both ways. Yes. God, creator of universes upon universes, sustainer of sparrows and blades of grass, source of oceans and streams. This God's longing is for us, for you, for me. This God is waiting just as much, no more, than you or I are waiting for the holy presence in our lives. This Holy One waits for us. God waits and longs right in the crevices of our brokenness, the cracks of the incomplete and immature, the sin that doesn't go away, in the tear of self-righteous pride, of the must-get-it-right rupture, of the self-centered break. After all, I've earned this. God's advent for us has no end. This Holy One's desire for you, for me, only deepens and deepens. As we hear Jesus ask the next question, which of the two did his father's will? Perhaps we hear inside of ourselves, yes, actions are louder than words. And in that instant, we know, I am both sons. I want you to think the best of me. There's that brokenness again. Letting go of this need to be concerned about how it looks, how I look. When we let go of that, the grace of humility catches us. And then, with our new footing, the threshold into that deep place within where God waits in each of us beckons. And we can, by grace, take that step to change our mind, the step through the threshold, the next movement into genuine, honest sin in myself. Ron Rollheiser names honest sin as the sin that is not rationalized, where I own my sin, humble, admittedly, contrite. This is where our tax collector and our prostitute live in us. They, too, are both breathing in each of us. They are our honest sin. Now we see. Now, in this place of honesty, we can change. We can change our minds and hearts. We can choose to release the accusatory heart, the self-centered, I earned it insistence. My inner prostitute, my inner tax collector, are graced with honesty, clarity, sight in the truth of sin and grace meeting. They bring the courage to change. And this ability to change, to learn of humility, to be blessed in our brokenness, in the necessary movement of these two, we walk into the sweet longing of God, whose advent for us never ends. May this day offer many such movements of being blessed in brokenness and learning of humility. And as we move and swirl in these graces, may we touch God's genuine longing for us, present in our own longing for God.